Welcome to Let's Talk About Tests Baby, a weekly podcast about software testing, QA processes, agile, and other general geekery. My name's Jem Hill, and I'll be your host. Hello listeners, has it really only been a week? It feels like it's been longer. It's been a busy week for me this week. I've got an event coming up on Sunday. If you're in Manchester and fancy celebrating the 10th birthday of Girl Geek Dinners, do come along to Mad Lab. You can find more details on manchestergirlgeeks.com. But it means that I have not had a chance to do much of anything outside of work and that. So I know that CAST 2015 was week just gone, but I've not had a chance to watch any of the streams or check out any of the videos or the talks and things. So that's on my to-do list for next week. I'm very excited about that. Looking forward to finding what people loved and people's favourite talks and stuff. So I'm going to be on the lookout for that in the coming days. But this week, before all that, I want to talk about mindfulness. But first, an intro for those who don't really know what mindfulness is or have never heard of it. Mindfulness is based on Buddhist meditation, and as the name suggests, it's about being mindful and aware of yourself and your surroundings and being aware of you inside your body and things like that. It's a way of making sure that you stay sort of connected in a way, so you don't get too lost in like the zone if you're coding something or doing something particularly complex, or just lost in your head sometimes, which happens. Because sometimes being in the zone, especially when you're at work, can be great if you've got something that you know what you're doing and you need to just work through it all, or you've got a deadline. But it can cause a lot of issues at the same time. Anything from just being burnt out because you've been working at the same problem for so long that you've not had a break in a few hours, or just because you're not seeing the wood for the trees, you're so deep in the problem that you need to step back before you can tackle it properly. So as I said, taking a step back, bringing yourself back into your body can reinvigorate or relax if you're getting stressed out, and help you return to whatever you were doing with a fresher pair of eyes. The easiest way of doing that, one of the first ways of being mindful, is just breathing. Just the act of breathing properly at first, if you can, which by breathing properly I mean a lot of people breathe from the chest instead of from the stomach, and they don't engage the diaphragm properly, which means you're not getting a full lung full of air. And so if you change your breathing to breathe properly, and there'll be some links to all this stuff in the show notes. First of all, if you breathe properly anyway, then you'll just have to make yourself aware of your breathing consciously, make that choice to be aware. But if you realise you're not breathing properly and you start working on that, you will automatically become aware and focus on your breathing because you'll be doing it consciously, which you don't normally do. So you'll feel your chest, well, your stomach moving and then your chest, and you'll feel the air going through your nostrils and things like that. And just doing that, and literally just that, just breathing properly, and if you need to make changes, making those changes, you'll start to feel the effect. You'll start to realise that you've kind of slowed down a little bit. If you were in the zone or had like a billion things going on, you will slow down because you're focusing on your breathing, and you will sort of come back into your body a bit. It took me a while to get into mindfulness. I did two courses that were put on here in Manchester. The bits that got me were getting your head around the idea that there's no real right way of doing it. Because we did the full body scans at first, and that is, you lie down if you can. If you're not able to lie down, or if you're not in a position to lie down, if you're not like where there's a bed or a comfortable bit of floor or whatever, you can do it sitting up, but they generally say lying down. And it takes at least 20 to 30 minutes to do a full body scan. And you just shift your awareness or your focus to various parts of your body. So you either start at your feet or at your head. And the theory is, I've not really noticed this, but if you start at your head and go down to your feet, that'll relax you. If you start at your feet and go up to your head, that will reinvigorate you, apparently. I can't say one way or the other if that's true or not. And it is very thorough, the body scans. You literally start with the toes, say if you start from the feet, you'll go from the toes, and you'll focus on the toes for a couple of seconds, then the tops of your feet, then the bottoms of your feet, then your ankles, and you just move your awareness through every single part of your body. And your mind will wander. It will. That's kind of part of the point, because the idea is to realise that this is what you're doing and be mindful of how your mind wanders and just bring it back slowly and go, right, okay, that's fine, but now it's time to focus on my knees, for example. And that can be a lot, it can be strange to get your head around that, but once it does, once it clicks, I found it really worthwhile. I don't do it anywhere near as often as I should, but that's really useful. I think it's helpful for work as well as on a personal level as well. It forces you to give yourself space, which is something I keep going on about, because it's a commodity I think is highly valuable and should be protected and gathered more often. Just space to think and realise things and be aware of things, I think, is really important. Rushing and being under pressure and all this kind of stuff, it just leads to firefighting and short-term thinking, and nothing good can come of that. So just having a minute or two just to breathe and give yourself that space, I think, can be a really valuable, not only thing to do, but skill to have, just to be, and just to have that habit, I think, is really useful. Just to do it, even if you don't end up doing it regularly, if you do it, maybe you need to do it once every couple of weeks, just knowing that you've got that in your tool belt, I think, is quite useful. You're also encouraged to be kindly curious about everything. The idea is to be, to investigate, like when you're going through different parts of your body. The idea is to, if you find something, I mean, one of the courses I did was for chronic pain, which is why some of this might sound a bit weird. But if there's a part of your body where there is pain or where you are holding tension in your shoulders, you're encouraged to be aware of that and to change it if you can. But if not, that's fine. It's all fine. Just accept it, which sometimes is also quite nice. Just to have that practice of, oh, I'll go see what this is, and if it's not anything, if you can't change it sometimes, that's fine. And just having that little bit of acceptance there is quite nice as well, which is helpful if you do, it's just helpful to be able to accept some things about yourself sometimes, I think. And just being encouraged to investigate things, even if the things are awkward and hard and terrible, but with an open mind instead of a defensive mind, is quite useful. And that kind of becomes a habit. Once you get into the habit of being more aware and mindful of yourself, you become more aware and mindful of other things. Just in general, it becomes something that you practice, and you're more likely to approach things you wouldn't before, especially, again, it's in the practice of mental health. And you're kinder to yourself if things don't work out, which is useful, I think, because beating yourself up about things isn't a useful response, whereas being aware of your issues but accepting them and looking at a more useful way of dealing with them, I think, is more useful than beating yourself up. And that's, mindfulness kind of helps with that. And you're more likely to think about how other people are interacting with you, which kind of leads me on to my next point, which is my favourite point of mindfulness. And it is responding, not reacting. So, full disclosure, I suffer from anxiety, which is one of the reasons I went on these courses. One of the ways it manifests for me is very defensive, knee-jerk reacting to things that I rightly or wrongly see as criticisms, I guess. And that is really unhelpful. It's a terrible way of reacting to things, especially when most of the time people aren't actually criticising me, they're just asking about things. And I'll end up getting quite worked up and like, and then they'll respond, well, I wasn't actually saying that. I totally understand that this is the issue. I'm just trying to understand some bits and pieces about it and how we need to go forward. Whereas I've just responded, well, I'm not responded, I've reacted, that's the point, completely from a knee-jerk way. And what mindfulness teaches you to do is, again, giving you that space and that awareness of what's going on in your mind and in your body and in your surroundings, to mean you can react to things in a much more measured way. And it helps with interpersonal skills, relationships, professional and personal. And it also means that you're more likely to know where other people are coming from, because you can kind of, there's a bit of empathy sort of there with that, because being kind to yourself in this kind of way means you can be kinder to other people and be more empathetic and kind of see where they're coming from and be more responsive to their input. And even if they are criticising you, which is hard to hear, if you can react, if you can respond rather than react to that, you might learn something, even if that someone is, the criticism's wrong and they're a terrible person, it's still much more useful to respond in that way than to just knee-jerk react sometimes I will go sit in a quiet area of the office. I got a load of guided meditation when I finished the course on CD, and I have them all on my phone. So sometimes if I'm feeling really stressed, or if I've just, my brain's completely mashed from a really knotty testing task, I'll go sit in one of the quiet areas we've got in the office, and I will go listen to, it's called the 3-minute breathing space, what I listen to. And it's just a guided breathing meditation, and then I'll get back to work. And it feels really indulgent sometimes if I'm on a deadline, say, or if I know that the devs are there smashing away at the keyboards. It can feel really indulgent, but the benefit I get from having that space and from having just being that sort of kind to myself and going, right, I'm going to take a moment, just 3 minutes of my life, just for me right now, so I can go back and do better work. I really notice it makes a difference. The work straight afterwards is a much higher standard. I feel a lot better about it. I think it's great. I mean, disclaimer, obviously, I'm aware it doesn't work for everyone. I'm aware plenty of people don't get a benefit from it or can't click with it, or that there have been stories about, especially with it being used on the NHS, where it's being used far too frequently and instead of other help that may be more useful to people depending on their mental health status and things like that. So I'm aware that there are some issues with it, and it's not for everyone, but I would say if you've not tried it, to give it a go. The video I've got is a 3-minute breathing space, and so it will take 3 minutes, less than that maybe, just to give it a go and see if you feel a difference. It will make you breathe consciously for a while, which is a bit irritating, so I apologize for that, but I think it's worth it. So yeah, that is my intro into mindfulness, why I think it's a good thing to get in the habit of, and how it helps me be a better person overall, and especially a better tester. And I am going to wrap it up there. I hope you find it useful. Let me know, and I will see you next week. Bye. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join me in a week's time for the next episode. In the meantime, please do check out letstalkabouttests.xyz, where all show notes will be posted. You can contact the show at letstalkabouttests@gmail.com and follow the show on Twitter at letstalktests. My Twitter is @gem_hill. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and review on iTunes, it always helps. Thanks, and bye!